Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Season's greetings. Welcome into our holiday installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series presented by the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hopefully you're getting this and listening to it, maybe buzzing around, trying to get those last minute things done and supporting your local businesses. This is a great time for local, right? When you're scrambling, local businesses can help you when you need that last minute stocking stuffer or that last minute grand gift. Check out one of your favorites here today. I'm sure that they will not disappoint. We want to take this opportunity here as we pull up to the holidays here. We're recording this on Christmas Eve morning to really reflect back a little bit. We have been very fortunate to have come through this COVID-19 experience in a community that is as resilient as this one. And while we have had our ups and downs, and there is still plenty of roller coaster track left to go, we have been fortunate that we have great organizations, great leaders here in this community that have helped guide our community experience. And we were able to tell that story through our Silver Linings documentary. If you haven't had a chance to watch that yet, it's an hour-long documentary that we produced with our partners at White Blaze Productions to tell the story of Boone and the High Country's COVID-19 response, but tell that through the experiences of our 9 annual community award winners that we just announced last week. We were able to put this documentary out last week, and we've gotten quite a bit of traction on it, but I think it helps frame where we came from and where we're going, and what it is going to take for us as leaders and as businesses in the community to really kind of hunker down, get through this last little bit as we're deploying vaccine daily now here in our community. We want to make sure that we remain resilient, remain creative, and are motivated by others and inspired by others that have been able to do just that. And that was one of the things I remember back from March and April, was that, you know, so many barriers came down. Barriers of competition came down. Barriers of a friendly rivalry came down. And businesses and individuals just turned to help one another. Whether that was the competitive store right next to you, whether that was the person that you're vying with for some sort of promotion or some sort of competitive thing within the workplace, or maybe it's just your next door neighbor. People came together. We're going to need to continue to do that here through these next few months, especially as we still try to come around on what stimulus will look like. There's still some confusion there and what that will ultimately mean for individuals and businesses in our community. So we thought this would be a great opportunity to reflect back on some of what we heard during Silver Linings. So again, if you want to catch that documentary, it's in its full form on YouTube. We've actually broken it up by segments on there as well, so it's a little easier to digest that way also. Or you can watch the full form of the program on our Boone Area Chamber YouTube channel or our Facebook page as well. But you're going to hear from 3 of those award winners in today's program. Todd Henley, who was the winner of our Ben Settle Special Services Award for his work through Ransom and in creating the Box program and the volunteer network that has tackled a major need for food insecurity for a lot of residents. They've created a mechanism to deliver a couple 100,000 meals over the course of these last several months, and we'll be continuing that project moving forward. I think that's one of those examples of inspiration of a short-term need turning into a long-term project and maybe even scratching a long-term itch that has been there for quite some time. We'll hear from Michael Maybe. His organization, Watauga Opportunities, was the winner of our Alfred Adams Economic Development Award. Watauga Opportunities got very involved very quickly in PPE creation, helping make COVID-19 test kits through their medically safe facility at Watauga Opportunities and their manufacturing availability there. But he talks a little bit about what technology has brought to his operation. Not only does Watauga Opportunities do manufacturing, but they're also a social service agency as well, helping people with disabilities in our community. And things like Zoom have revolutionized how they can deliver content to clients. And that will be something that will be carried forward as well. We'll also hear from Jennifer Green, no stranger to this program, the public health director from App Healthcare, leading her team through obviously what has been just an incredible period of time in the public health sphere. But I think Jen does a great job of summarizing why it is that as we are looking to change our business models, whether that means we're remote now and we used to be in the office, or we're relying on people to do things in a different way. It's also important to keep your ears open and really make sure that your staff is heard at this point in time. When you're talking about mission critical things, as it comes to business survival or changing the way that you do things, your staff, the people in the trenches, are the ones that have that experience that can really help guide. Don't think just because you're at the top of the organizational chart that that means you have all the answers. This is the time to go in and really truly have that open floor, that open mic space, I think is what Jen refers to let people say, hey, based on my experience, here's how I think we can take on this next challenge. Just good, maybe business motivation, to just remain aware, that these are not normal operating times. And maybe it's that person who doesn't speak up much that's got the great idea, the thing that's going to help you survive these next few months. So just important to listen. And that's what Jen brings out in her comments. So you'll hear from those three. We'll also put a couple of things on your calendar, for moving into the first of the year. We're going to be very busy at the chamber. I think we have all realized that now. We've got three big events that are coming up right after the first of the year that we want to make sure that are just on your radar. We're also going to be starting Watauga Leadership Challenge in January as well, or our Watauga Leadership Institute programming, that being the Watauga Leadership Challenge class, our leadership development class, and our solo class, our first version of our single owner leadership odyssey. All of those programs starting with a retreat day in January. So want to make sure that those dates are on your calendar. So without any further ado, let's get into the holiday installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into our Christmas Eve installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program has been brought to you all year long and will continue to be brought to you by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. As we mentioned before the break, we wanted to take a few moments this morning and kind of reflect back a little bit on where we have come from as a community and where we hope that 2021 will take us. What are we carrying forward with us from 2020, that will help us through the new year and help us through this transitional time as we begin to see vaccine deployed in our community? We hopefully will get over this COVID-19 hump and get back to the strong economy that we had before, the strong community that we've always had. What will those things be that will usher us forward? And yesterday, as I was speaking with Bill Fisher, as we always do on Wednesday mornings, we were talking some about just some of those, I guess, traits that we will carry forward with us, that we've learned through this experience, whether that's the ingenuity, creativity piece, whether it's been resilience, whether it's been new skills. You know, this community has adapted very well, and in some cases, our adaptation has led to new experiences that will be brought forward from here moving forward. And we talked about that yesterday in the context of some businesses here in the community really beginning to unlock their online potential and bringing the High Country marketplace to the global marketplace, really, because of things like online stores and enhanced social media capabilities. And those are things that have not always been embraced by some businesses here, and were forced into that due to the pandemic and due to the need to find different ways to connect to consumers. So I wanted to spend a few minutes kind of in that vein, and we've got a great platform that I think helps frame this up well. We talked about our Silver Linings program that we put together last week. It is an hour-long documentary that tells the story of Boone and the High Country's COVID-19 response, but through the lens of our 9 community award winners that we were able to honor last week. And there were a few individual clips from that I want to bring forward for you. And then we'll tell you how you can access the full show if you'd like to watch more. But they just kind of embraced exactly what we were talking about. And as Bill and I were talking about this on Wednesday, it's like, you know, there are some examples where people are taking either a new opportunity with new technology, an opportunity to really just galvanize their operation overall and the way that they deal with their staff, and maybe as it relates to this, their family. And then I think there's a global look at things. So I want to bring three clips forward to you that kind of showcase that. The first is going to come from our Alfred Adams Economic Development Award winner, Watauga Opportunities, and Michael Mabee, longtime president and CEO. Michael has been one of the true leaders of our community for decades and is one of my favorite leaders to study here in this community because he always seems to have the right answer. Michael will speak here in just a moment about how Watauga Opportunities was able to take what was thrust to us in a new form of technology, and it has already worked to transform their business. And Michael says that Zoom classes and the ability to meet online will be something that Watauga Opportunities will carry forward from here on out.
I think that the entire pandemic has caused all of us to live outside the box. The box we always talk about getting outside of, we've been living outside of it. And things that now are commonplace, such as we have Zoom classes for a lot of our participants. A lot of our participants are still at home. And we have Zoom classes a couple times a day where we go through all kinds of curriculum with them. And one thing, I walked in to say hi to everybody during a Zoom class yesterday, and they're talking about gift-giving protocol, you know, and just different things like that. So the social skills we're trying to help people with disabilities focus on. All those types of skills we've gotten into a virtual format. We have had individuals in the past who've had one medical condition or another, and they have to be hospitalized or they'd have to be home for 4 or 5 or 6 weeks. And when we talk with their families, oftentimes they're really scrambling to want to get back to Talk Opportunities because that's where their peer group is. That's where their cohorts are. And so now with the virtual platform, we can get on and hook up with them and get them involved with their cohorts and their friends and their classes, you know, 2 or 3 times a day, even while they can't attend. So those things that have just been a response to the pandemic actually going forward can become a normal part of daily operating procedure for us.
Again, I could listen to Michael talk all day. He's one of the true leaders of our community, and I think one of the early adopters in saying, you know, we're using some of these technologies temporarily, but what does this mean for us long term? Certainly, that's got a lot of positive impacts in store for Watauga Opportunities and that organization continuing to be able to serve their clients. Now, as we mentioned, also this pandemic has taught us a lot about how we are organized and how we lead others, businesses that have moved from an office setting like ours, for example, to now work remotely. And how do you still manage that workflow? How do you encourage others to work when they're sitting in their homes rather than at their desk at their office or just alternating their work schedule? Some businesses up here have had to get real creative with staggering schedules just so their whole entire workforce isn't confined to one place at one time and susceptible to a potential shutdown because of a contact tracing issue or something along those lines. So our Kathy Crutchfield Citizen of the Year Award winner, Jennifer Green from App Healthcare, Public Health Director, I think summed that up well in how this pandemic response has helped her as a leader understand how to get the best and the most and be as inclusive to her staff as she can possibly be. And I think that's one of the keys in this too, is that we tend to sometimes get caught up in a hierarchy type structure where we feel like the bosses lead and the folks below on the chart tend to follow. And I think this has been a great time to turn your ears up and listen to people that have done jobs for a while, who have been in roles for a while, who have really good feedback about how businesses can continue to evolve during this time because of their longevity and their experience and their understanding of their role and how it fits into the greater company benefit. And Jennifer talks a little bit about that and how she has worked with her staff at App Healthcare to make sure that everybody has a voice.
I think it's about having a strong leadership team. It can't be just me. It's also, you know, supportive board members and having local government leadership that supports us and having our, really collective leadership team take time out to have a conversation. We started doing daily huddles and, we spent time just having some open mic space for people to say, here's what I heard, or this is what I'm worried about, or here's a situation that came up yesterday. And it helps us problem solve together so that it's not just, one person's brain, but all of us collectively. And I think when people have an opportunity to express their concerns and problem solve together, it helps build the whole team's capability.
Thanks to Jen and her team for all that they have done for us, and some of those organizational tactics that she just mentioned coming in handy now as both App Healthcare and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System continue their vaccine deployment, and is certainly a great gift for our community to get right before the holidays. The last person I want to bring into this conversation is Todd Henley. He was the winner of our Ben Settle Special Services Award for his work through Ransom, organizing volunteers and creating their food box program. And they have already distributed hundreds of thousands of meals in our community to those in need, started with service workers and has expanded to others as the needs have arisen. And I think that this is another example of how our situation has educated us as a community to issues that we may have been dealing with, and maybe even just on the surface, where now people have had some time to really understand systemic issues and how they can be positive voices of change in that regard. So Todd has really brought forward a great opportunity to impact food insecurity in our area. And this is what the Box program has really meant to solve, and is one of many programs in our community that is working to serve food insecurity challenges. And that's great in a sense that there is now one more agent to help with this work. So it's not just all resting on the backs of Hunger and Health Coalition or Hospitality House or any of the other food service programs that are hard at work right now. And, you know, it's daunting work, and it's very emotional work. We have a couple of volunteers from the chamber that go over every Wednesday to help pack those boxes, and they come back just emotionally drained because of the impact of the work that they are doing. They know that it is connecting with folks at a level that they can't even really truly understand. So I think Todd sums this conversation up well when we're looking for motivation to help others in this community. And that's something that this community has routinely done, is help one another. I think that it's there are a couple of simple traits that we can always look to help make sure that we are addressing the needs here locally that we need to.
I think there's no better medicine than service and love. It's there's so many times that I can speak for me. I mean, you know, when all this hits or when I'm starting to feel down, I get in my own head. And I start, you know, like, woe is me, and what's, you know, and I get worried about, you know, myself and think internal, and how am I going to protect my unit and my family and my business and my, and it gets very selfish and self-centered. And the second that we can get outside of ourselves and go love and serve someone else, and we realize that, you know, our problems aren't the center of this universe, life just seems to work out. And then it also brings so much joy to yourself and to those around you because, you know, you're able to provide a basic need for somebody.
These are just three of our 9 community award winners that we featured during Silver Linings. Again, it's an hour-long documentary. It is a great holiday watch because it is a very uplifting program. Yeah, we go back and revisit some of the harder moments, but through those hard moments came great leaders, great creativity, ingenuity, partnership, others maybe elevating their role within the community and thinking about how they can be more of a consistent force when it comes to community leadership. So if you're looking for something to maybe put a bow on your holiday experience and maybe make you just remember how fortunate we are to be in this area and have weathered this time together, check out Silver Linings. You can watch it on the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce YouTube channel. You can also check it out on our Boone Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. Again, it's an hour-long documentary. We really appreciate the help of White Blaze Productions putting this together. It's a very uplifting story. We hope you get a chance to check it out here over the holiday period. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We come back, we want to make sure we get a couple of things on your calendar for the beginning of the year. That's going to sneak up on us pretty quick. And we've got a busy January in store. So we'll be back with more of Mind Your Business after this here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. The holiday season means a time for family traditions, like driving to the mountains to cut that perfect tree or heading to the ski slopes for the first runs of the year. Whatever your reason for visiting the high country, we ask that you show your love by treating our communities like you would treat your own. Wear your mask, wait 6 feet, and wash your hands. Together, we can safely bring the magic of the mountains into your holiday plans. App Healthcare and the Chambers of Commerce in Ashe, Allegheny, and Watauga counties thank you for showing your love this holiday season.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning here, the Christmas Eve installment on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, we hope you had the opportunity to watch Silver Linings on our Chamber YouTube or Facebook channel here over the course of the next couple of weeks. Just some great community leaders here help tell the story of our COVID-19 response. We are so fortunate to, again, have weathered this storm together as we come down the stretch of this 2020 year. We are about to turn the calendar, and has there ever been a more anticipated New Year's? Just flush 2020 from our memory, right? And we'll be moving into 2021 very soon. So we wanted to make sure that there are a couple of things that are on your radar as you're driving around, getting your last minute holiday stuff done today. Just store these in the back of your mind, and we will make sure that you get more details after the first of the year. But for those of you that are in Watauga Women in Leadership, the first Coffee Connections event is coming up January 13th. That'll be held at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a virtual event, virtual networking, a lot of discussion with this group over the course of the last several months on perseverance and resilience and grit and how they can help their membership overcome some of the challenges that have been brought forward by all that we have gone through. But if you're interested in Watauga Women in Leadership, I do urge you to check out the information on the Chamber website. We've got a page dedicated to the organization. They do quite a bit of work throughout the year with one another, and this is a great opportunity to engage, especially if you're looking for that kind of business version of a New Year's resolution. You want to do more to expand your network. This would be a great organization to do that with. So again, Coffee Connections for Watauga Women in Leadership coming up January 13th. On January 19th, we've got our next Focus on Our Future series event. This is called Grow 'em, Get 'em, Keep 'em. And if you were with us for our chamber annual meeting back in August of 2019, and that feels like it was three decades ago, you might remember Andrew Davis. Andrew is a best-selling author and an economic development professional that came and gave us a great talk about staking your claim. Well, he is coming back, virtually, of course, to further that conversation as we talk about businesses that are in our area that are uniquely tied to the outdoor economic picture. They can be manufacturers, they can be service providers, they can be attractions, what have you. But how we foster those businesses that are here in a way that we can make them as strong as possible, but then also potentially recruit additional businesses because of the strength of those folks, and thinking about supply chain. And if you're doing business with one company all the time, maybe there's an opportunity to bring that company to us. And there are some specific examples that Andrew will talk about throughout our region, not just Watauga County specifically, but throughout our region where it's smart to think down the road about what having an operation like, let's say, Suga Canopies, for example, could be enhanced if we were able to bring some of their supply chain or figure out ways to make them stronger. That's a community-driven conversation. It takes a lot of regional understanding of what everybody does, what everybody's good at, and what opportunities are out there. So Andrew's going to drive that conversation for us. Focus on Our Future. Grow 'em, get 'em, keep 'em. It's being presented by Skyline Skybest, and that will be January 19th. That's a Tuesday. It's a virtual setup from 1 o'clock to 3. If you're one of our pass holders for the entire Focus on Our Future series, you don't have to do anything to register. You're already pre-registered. You'll get your credentials after the first of the year. If you are interested in joining us for this event, the cost is $35, and you can pay online at boonchamber.com. So again, that coming up January 19th. And then the final thing we want to put on your radar is our annual High Country Economic Kickoff. This is not going to be an in-person event this year, but it's going to allow us to expand to even more people. We're going to be holding that on January 28th, and details to come right after the first of the year. We can tell you that Dr. Harry Davis will be presenting his annual economic forecast. We'll also hear some comments from Dr. Sherry Everts, Chancellor at Appalachian State, about what the university is facing moving into the spring of 2021. At that time, they'll have had students back on campus for a couple of weeks, so we'll get kind of an update on how that has gone and what opportunities and challenges the university faces moving forward with the spring semester. So again, that's January 28th. Can't register for this one yet. Just want to make sure it's kind of on your mental calendar, and we'll have registration details and plenty more information about this right after the first of the year. Again, it'll be a virtual event delivered around 9 in the morning. I think we're going 9 to 10:30 on January 28th, and we've got a good show for you that we'll get all of the great content that's out there and make sure that you're plenty prepared to take on 2021 with the information you'll hear. We will also be awarding our annual Watauga County Business of the Year Awards, and we are still taking nominations for those through the end of the year. So if you're interested in nominating a business, check your chamber email, the chamber report email that we sent out Monday night, or Tuesday night rather, has all of that information in there where you can nominate a business. And if you'd like to do so online, you can do that as well at boonchamber.com. All right, that does it for this installment of the program. And we certainly do appreciate you indulging us here this morning and kind of thinking about all that we are thankful for, getting an opportunity to live in this community and survive this pandemic in this community. And we hope that you think about that a little bit as you're opening the presents and reflecting around the holidays here, that we truly are in a great situation here in the high country, and we can be stronger together too. So as we move into the new year, remember that your friends and neighbors here are the ones that can truly help you. And hopefully we can be of assistance to you at the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce as well. So on behalf of our entire staff, our board of directors, all of our membership, we wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, season's greetings from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We will join you right back here again next week, same time, same place, here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.